Orange Theory Fitness is a one-hour full-body group workout that makes it simple for you to get more life. We focus on heart rate-based training guaranteed to produce results from the inside out. Our workout is backed by science and proven to burn more calories post-workout. Tracked by technology so you can monitor your results in real time. Each workout is inspired and led by certified coaches to make sure you don't overtrain or undertrain. So what are you currently doing to get more life out of your workout? That's what OTF Milford and this podcast seek to help you with. All right, guys. So my name is Coach Phil. I'm here with Heidi and with Francis. This is our first episode. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Francis, yesterday when we tried to do this, you were in your pajamas and you just pulled over because you were driving, right? So you're not in your pajamas
yes,
today.
Yes, I'm just coming from the very posh salon in Darien. I got a blowout. I'm driving my new car. It is a very different day from yesterday in my jammies.
That's awesome. All right. So yeah, so we did a pretty stellar job with our first take on trying to do a podcast for Orange Theory Milford here. And we had some top secret announcement that we talked about that we can't share with you guys yet by the time this goes out. So we decided to do a retake on this segment. So you guys will have to stay tuned until the following week to find out what that was. But you guys will probably hear about it on February 1st, actually, when we can announce it. But it's pretty good news. But fast forward into that, Coach Heidi, you want to introduce yourself really quick?
Hey, guys. It's Heidi.
Awesome.
What's up?
What's up? And then we've got Francis, and you guys all know Francis.
Yes. Cruising down 95 as we speak, just for you guys.
That's so amazing. Did you pull over safely somewhere?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. All right. So yesterday we kind of went around the horn a little bit. We talked about some of the things that are coming up in February. We always have a lot going on. Heidi, can you, I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, I know, but can you by chance give us an overview of some of the highlights for February coming up?
Let's see. Yeah, sure. We have a couple of benchmarks, two actually, the 2000 meter row and the 12 minute distance run. We have two workshops this month. We're going to have a rowing workshop and a weight floor clinic. I think Zach's going to go over those two things.
Yeah.
We have trivia night, which I'm going to let Francis chit chat about. And of course we are week two of the transformation challenge.
What, one of the things about the transformation
so much happening.
Challenge, I know it's so much going on all the time, right? But it's cool. And I can't believe it's like week two of the transformational challenge already. It's insane. And it's almost February for crying out loud. It goes by so fast.
Fast. I mean, at the end of February are the midpoint weigh-ins.
It's unbelievable. I'm excited though. Like this is our third one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, every time we do it, amazing, amazing stories come out of it. And so I can't wait to see, this round and how it goes. Francis, why don't you guys?
Oh, I know.
Yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
We're already seeing this. Yeah, no. We're already seeing results. It's just an awesome transition to see everybody.
Yeah, and one of the cool things we are definitely adding in this is it's not only just about like weight loss this time, right? It's transformation can be anything.
Right.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Francis, do you want to tell us a little bit about February and what you got going on?
Wait, did you say me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I got distracted. So I'm really excited, you guys, about this month's social gathering. We are doing trivia night. It's going to be February 12th, which is a Wednesday night, I believe. It's going to be held at the Milford Pub and Grill, which is where we held our social a couple of months ago. It's where the old Bennigan's used to be, if you've been around Milford for a while and you know what I'm talking about. The trivia night starts at 6 p.m., and here's what you need to do to be a participant. Check in at the front desk. You need to get your friends together. Teams can be between 3 and 5 members. At least 3 of them need to be Orange Theory members, but if you want to get some, you know, trivia buffs from outside the studio. You absolutely can recruit them. Sign up at the front desk. Come up with an amazing name. You know how we're going to be super competitive. So if you want to make hats, t-shirts, whatever, we're all in for that. And then team will receive a very highly coveted, super secret, amazing prize to share among their team members. So very, very pumped up about that.
I cannot wait.
I know, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great night. We've already been going on Facebook, so yeah.
Right on. Francis, who's coming up with the questions for trivia night?
Oh, the coaches got to divide up the topics of their choice whatever they're experts on or whatever they presume themselves to be experts on. And we are actually writing the questions ourselves. So if you don't know the answers, I don't know, blame your coaches or maybe bribe them to get a little sneak peek at what's going to be happening that night.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a little scared actually of what we're going to come up with, and I'm definitely not a Jeopardy James. I know I'm going to let the cat out of the bag, just kind of to give you guys a sneak peek. I'm writing the useless facts. And so I couldn't take anything that meant anything more than that. That was more serious. I'm the useless facts guy.
No,
so
I love it. That's amazing.
We'll see how that goes.
Someone's going to sweep your category.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So we talked about some workshops and some things like that. I've got in February coming up on the 2nd, actually, it's going to be a game day workout, and it happens to be, happens to be a 90 minute.
The word that you cannot say.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand that really. Those of you guys who know what happens on these Sundays in America, you probably know what game day we're talking about. But
Coach Phil, one of the members kindly reminded me that I'm coming in for Coach Jenny, so you and I will be all day Sunday.
Jenny's not going to be there, so you're going to be taking her spot, and
we're
tag teaming.
It's going to be me.
That's going to be awesome. Are you going to stick around for the 90-minute class?
All right, maybe. if there's room for me, I'll stay.
So the 90-minute class, it's game day on Sunday all day long, but the 90-minute class is going to do some, we've got some cool stuff going on. We could potentially go into overtime. That might not be a 90-minute class. It might be 2 hours. Who knows? I mean, hopefully you guys will be on time for the actual game day before it happens on that day. But it'll be a fun workout, and I'm looking forward to you guys doing it. If you guys have never taken a 90-minute class, don't be afraid of it. They're awesome. We'll make it work for you. Obviously, we want it to be challenging and things like that. But if you can do a 60-minute class, you can do a 90-minute class. If you haven't done one yet, come on in. Check it out. Try to do it. We'll have a lot of fun. So that's...
If you didn't know, now you know.
If you didn't know, now you know. That's exactly right. what else we got cooking? Anything else we want to bring up to the members before the next one that we do here?
I want to make it clear that they can ask us, topics that they would like to hear.
Yeah, great point. Yeah, so one of the things that we're going to be doing with this podcast is we actually have a spot where you guys can leave messages for the trainers. Your messages will be a voice message, basically. Like, you're leaving a voice message for us. There's going to be a link that Jared has already committed to creating a scanner code for that we'll be posting around probably in our studio, maybe in some of our social media and things like that. Anytime you guys have any question that you don't get a chance to ask a trainer, you can just go to that link and ask us a question. We will not post it in the podcast unless you guys are okay with it. Either way, you can let us know. But what's cool about it is we have an opportunity to get our minds together and come up with like the best answer for you. So I'm looking forward to getting your guys's, all the members' input, feedback. What do you guys want to hear? What's important to you guys? What can make your life better inside the studio and outside the studio, more importantly? Because that's what we're all about at Orange Theory in Milford, right?
Yeah,
love
it. Cool. What else, Heidi?
So when will members be able to hear this podcast? Every Thursday, did you say?
Every Thursday is what we're going to commit to. So I want to be consistent with releasing this. It's going to be available At first on an app called Anchor, which is a new podcast platform that you guys can get it to. It's also going to be available on Spotify at the same time. And then over the next couple of weeks, it's going to be available on all the platforms. There's like 8 of them. So Apple Podcasts and various other ones. And I'll get links for everybody to be able to see and be able to get into that. And then you guys can just subscribe. And then when they're released, they'll come out. But we're going to get it to you guys every Thursday. If there's some other stuff that comes up that we can get out to you guys sooner, because it's timely and important or something like that, we can definitely do that. But we're committing to every Thursday for you guys for these podcasts. So let us know what you want to hear. It's super important. It's for you guys. And the more you guys give us things to talk about and the things that you want to hear to make your workout better or anything with the community that we have, Orange Theory, the better this can be for you guys and for us as well.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. One more week of social media posts, guys. Don't forget the 3 hashtags. Want to throw that in there, Team Green.
What are the 3 hashtags?
Let's see if I can remember. Hashtag OTF Tri-State, hashtag OTF Milford, hashtag Team Fill in the Blank. Did I get it right, Heidi?
You got it correct. We will be tallying this bi-weekly challenge up at the end of closing on Sunday, and then I will post the new bi-weekly challenge on Sunday night.
Stay tuned.
Yes. Go see Red.
Outstanding. All right, we're here. I'm here with Coach Jenny now. We spoke a little bit earlier with Francis and Heidi, and I've got Zach coming on a little bit later. But right now, Coach Jenny, we're talking about February. I think you're going to talk about the Transformational Challenge, and this is just a kind of a kickoff because this is our first podcast. So I just want to give you a chance to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the Transformational Challenge that we're in.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much, Phil. This is Coach Jenny here, so I'm just taking a second so I can touch base with you guys and say hello. Talking about the Transformation Challenge that we have going on right now, we've seen some awesome things going on inside of the studio, just like some blood, sweat, and tears. No blood, really, but sweat and tears as we're really getting into some hard work. People are showing up on odd days and coming in. I love the friendly competition that's been going on in the past couple of weeks for social media and just the wristbands that we have. We're rocking out during calls.
Do you get a little mad when you see like people on the other team in your class with like different color? Like, I don't get mad, but I'm like, I get a little competitive. Like, hey,
no, I wouldn't say mad, but I definitely like somebody who is frequently in my class came this morning and they had on a band that was not my color. And I was very, it took me back for a second. I'm like, wait, she's mine. I was like, why is she wearing a different color? Like that's, yeah, she belongs to me. Like,
okay. So we love all colors. Like it's fair. Right. But
yeah, I mean, of course.
I want to see more of my green team
in my class. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so we've got just a couple things on the calendar. For coming into February, you want to make sure that you guys are marking your calendars. So between the 17th and the 21st are when those mid transformation challenge weigh-ins are going to happen. So just make sure that if you've got something crazy going on, that we're making sure that we make the time to come in within that period of time, just so we can get those weigh-ins for you guys and get them logged into the book. Mm-hmm. And I don't really, that's it. I'm just super excited about it.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier, and it's like, there's a few things with it. Like, can't believe it's already like week 2. End of this month is already like, is it like midway or something already? Like the end of this month?
The midway is, that's just the second before the last week of February. So, and I'm excited to get that extra day in as well. So we've got that leap year hanging out this year. So one extra day we get to squeeze in that workout for February.
Get one more in. That's right.
So, yeah, I mean, if you want to, so it's available.
Right on. And we got a pretty big group this time. I think this, you probably don't know this. I don't know. So I'm not putting you on the spot or anything like that, but I know that we've got a lot of people doing it this time. And I think it might be the highest participation we've had maybe in the Transformational Challenge this time.
I'm not sure if it's the highest that we've had. I know that it is over 200 people, which is pretty amazing.
That is amazing. So, that's a lot of calories being burned. Think of like 200 people working out, you know, how many times a week and how many calories that is. And it's the joke I always make when I'm teaching classes is like, you look up at the OT beat screen and you see like, okay, we burn like 14,000 some hundred calories. That's like almost 7 pounds. And that's what's kind of freaky, cool, and gross all at the same time is like that fat, when it gets melted off through those calories, is actually exhaled through your breath and it's in the studio. So don't breathe in too deep or you might get out, right?
We have some pretty high ventilation coming in and out of that studio. I mean, I would say, I don't know, maybe in a CrossFit studio that I go to, sometimes I might be a little bit more skeeved, but yeah. I'm pretty sure that we've got the air duct system to really clean that out.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. It's always cold when people walk in and I always laugh because like, it's literally going to take like 3 minutes and like, you're going to be warm. And that's when you see like the jackets coming off and everything like that. Like we're ready to go.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They walk in the door and they're like, it's freezing in here. And I'm like, just give it a moment.
Yeah.
Be awesome. Patient, brother, butterflies.
That's right. Yeah. All right, Jenny. Well, good stuff today. Thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk to these guys again soon sometime.
Yeah, Phil, thanks so much for having me on today. I appreciate it. All right, guys, I'll see you in the studio. Have an awesome day.
I want to give this opportunity to allow Zach to introduce himself and tell us about some of the things coming up in February.
Hey, guys, Coach Zach here. Good to be on, Phil. Thanks for the introduction. I just want to tell you about a couple things that we have coming up pretty soon. So we've got some new classes that are going to start in February. So Coach Georgie is going to start with a 7:15 a.m. class on Wednesday mornings. And then I will have another class on Friday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. So make sure to book into those. Hopefully we have a pretty good outpouring for those. And then if you guys really want some extra instruction, we have a couple opportunities coming up. I have a weight floor clinic on the 15th of February. It's gonna be at 1 p.m. There's limited space. You can see now there's about 10 spaces left here. And then Coach Heidi is running another rowing clinic on the 11th at 10:45 a.m. Again, same thing, limited space. You want to make sure that you sign up for that stuff to reserve your spots. Awesome. As far as I know, yeah, my weight floor clinic, we're going to focus on a couple things. It's going to be about an hour long. I'll try to, you know, maintain a high level of focus and go through stuff that'll really help you guys out.
Yeah, show those guys how to do things on the weight room floor properly and get the most out of it, right? There's always like little nuances in the form and technique and everything like that that you can improve on, even for ourselves, right? I mean, you've definitely called me out before. I believe doing some things like I know I was doing pullovers. And you're like, what are you doing? Get your back flat on that bench, you know, and things like that. And so, I mean, we even need to hear that, right? So obviously members coming in, it's good to know those little things and get more out of the workout, right?
Hell yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Definitely. So yeah. And then the on Fridays, that 3:30 class, I think that's gonna be pretty popular. I know myself and Michelle will probably even try to make that. That should be pretty fun. What else? Why would somebody want to go to a rowing clinic? What are your thoughts on rowing?
So I know in the month of January, we did a lot of like drills with the strokes per minute to kind of help you guys learn the 3x3 technique a little bit better and really feel where the power should be coming with on the rower. So if you're maybe not so, efficient at rowing, the technique's going to be all over. The distribution of like where the power is going to be coming from might be a little more shifted towards the upper body and feel, wow, I really feel a lot of this in my arms. But the rowing clinic is really going to dissect the three different parts of the movement on the rower and show you how to distribute the power to make sure it's really coming from the legs, and so that you don't have to, you know, go back and forth so fast and get that stroke rate up really high to develop the amount of power that you want. And it's going to allow you to row at a higher wattage for longer in the long run, even though it might be kind of uncomfortable at first. So if you really struggle on the row, or it's something that I would highly suggest so that you can improve not only the way things kind of look and feel on the rower, but improve the objective measures of your performance, like the time and the meters during, you know, certain timed events and everything like that.
Yeah. I think we just literally did the crew row yesterday when I was in there and, catching a lot of people doing a lot of things right, but also I think people concentrate so much on that effort that they put through driving through their legs. And a lot of people coming forward are not necessarily going in the right order, right? It's almost automatic. Like you just repeat like what you did when you drove hard with the legs. When you come forward, like little things like, what are those handles doing when they're going over your knees? Are you able to like reach those arms out straight? Or are you having to like pick your hands up to get over your knees? Like those are things exactly. I'm sure that they're going to go over, right? And once you get that form down and everything like that, it makes it so much more, I mean, I'm going to say enjoyable, but a lot of people don't think
that is enjoyable. Definitely one thing.
Right? So yeah, I think it's definitely a great clinic to go to. That's one of the elements. It's not, rowing's never going to go away at Orange Theory. And so if you can take the time to go in there and do that, that's awesome. I know you do a fantastic job on the weight room floor, so I know people get a lot out of that, and it should be pretty fun for them. So hopefully you guys get a full class, and I'm looking forward to hearing how that goes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm super excited, and I can't wait to see who shows out for this kind of stuff. I'm really, really pumped up.
Right on. Anything else for February or anything else you want to talk about or mention?
I think, you know, as always, if anyone has questions about anything, if they need extra help, definitely book your coach's corners. If you haven't done the in-body scan yet, your first one as a member is complimentary. So make sure you take advantage of that kind of stuff. And I think that is all.
Yeah, we should do a whole section on one of these calls just on the in-body. I think there's so many details that we should definitely go over. So good stuff.
Yeah, such an amazing tool that we have now.
Absolutely. All right, Zach, thanks for your time. We'll talk again soon, and we'll see you in the studio. All right, Orange Theory and Milford, there you have it. Episode 1 is in the books. We're going to be doing this every week for you guys. We'd love to hear what you guys want to hear about, so please let us know. Lots going on in February. Looking forward to seeing that, seeing you guys in the studio, getting more out of life outside the studio and in. Have a fantastic rest of your week. We'll see you guys again soon.